It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Redeem us, Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom, and good Friday, everybody. Good to have you listening in on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time, anytime, around the globe, around the clock, as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. That means a personal revival for you, one for your church, one for your city, and one for your nation. The question we're going to try to address today is, should I speak in tongues? Oh, wow. Now we're getting into quite a controversy, but it should not be controversial at all because we're going to talk about it today. And my special guest, Gerald Davis, who was friends with Oral Roberts, John Osteen, and many other great men of God before some of them passed on to heaven. He's been in ministry 59 years, married 61 years. I'm going to have him on the phone. We're going to talk about his book entitled, Should I Speak in Tongues? And it's going to be great today. Most of you know that if you've listened to BPN Radio, you know that I love to speak in tongues, even on BPN Radio. And so we've got to be bold about whatever we believe. And I believe there's a major reason why we speak in tongues. So it's going to be a great day here on BPN Radio, and the guest I was supposed to have on today, she'll be on next week. But anyhow, we're on today, and the reason that we're having this broadcast is because I woke up this morning, and I realized that I had dreams last night of leading people into the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And we're speaking in tongues. So you may not believe in it, but don't turn me off yet. Or you may not think it's for today. Don't turn me off yet. It's going to be a great broadcast. And I have some wonderful things to share with you on this broadcast today. So you stay tuned. All right. Let's just pray. Father, we are so very, very thankful and grateful for the privilege and opportunity to be here on BPN Radio on this Friday as we pray around the clock concerning the future of our nation. And we know that this broadcast is a call for people to pray. We're believing God for 1 million people to pray with us. And we're believing for 1,000 prayer leaders. We already have 1,080 churches that are praying with us, and over 700 cities are represented. We're believing now for 1,000 prayer leaders. If you're leading a prayer group, you'd like to be a part, just go to bpnradio.com and go to 1,000 prayer leaders and register. We'll send you out a weekly prayer list, and we will recognize you as either a public group or private group. Father, give us 1,000 prayer leaders to help us pray for this nation in Jesus' name, and bless this broadcast. We pray in the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. This program is produced by Michael Sean Bourne and supported by you, our faithful listeners, and those of you that believe in Gene and I and what God has called us to do. We've been married for 54 years. We've been in ministry 49 years. And I've been leading prayer in America since 1967. Been a national, international prayer leader since 1985. So I don't know it all, but I've learned a few things over the years. And my primary call was to pray, then to preach, and then to prophesy. Pray, preach, and prophesy. I would like to remind you before we get started today that Gene and I will be ministering in New Orleans this weekend as they commemorate 10 years since Hurricane Katrina hit that city. And the devastation, as I talked about on the broadcast yesterday, was just unbelievable and horrific. And today many are still trying to recover from the devastation of Hurricane Katrina. I'm going to be ministering tomorrow night at Cross Church in Houma, Louisiana, south of New Orleans. And I believe that service starts at 6 o'clock. And you can just Google Cross Church, Houma, H-O-U-M-A, Houma, Louisiana. If you want to get more information, come out tomorrow night, 6 o'clock there. Then Sunday morning, I'm going to turn my phone off. I'll be right back. And then on Sunday morning, I'm going to be ministering at Praise Church in Metairie, Louisiana, and also the Miracle Center in Gonzales, Louisiana, and so Garland Beverly Bilbo are the pastors there. So that is Miracle Center, 9 o'clock, Gonzales, Louisiana, and Praise Church in New Orleans, Metairie, actually, suburb of New Orleans, there at 11 o'clock, Praise Church, this Sunday morning. Saturday night, Sunday morning, we know that Hurricane Katrina began to cause its devastation there tomorrow, August the 29th, 2005. And so we are praying. We're praying for revival in that area, in that region. And we are believing for great services this weekend, and we're believing for revival in New Orleans, Louisiana, in Jesus' name. And I want us to pray right now for the pastor of the Cross Church in Houma, Louisiana. The church is doing great, and it's led by Brandon and Rochelle Bilbo. And I gave Brandon one of his first opportunities to preach when he was 14 years old. I was leading a revival at Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, and he came up and preached one of his first sermons. And we've been in a relationship with the Bilbo family for many years. And so they're doing a great work there. The church has only been in operation about a year and a half. and I've been looking forward to going for some time to minister there. But I want us to pray for Brandon, because Pastor Brandon Bilbo, he's been running fever for about 3 weeks. He's been in the hospital for about 10 days, and they have not been able to diagnose what is wrong with him. And so he's having extreme fever, and then the fever goes down, and he has chills, and then the fever goes back up. Would you help me pray? I know that people all across America are praying for Pastor Brandon Bilbo, but let's pray for him right now. Father, I set myself in agreement here on this Friday broadcast, August the 28th, 2015, for Pastor Brandon Bilbo. And we just take authority over this sickness and disease, and we declare that by your stripes we were healed, and by your stripes we are healed. And we set ourselves in agreement for Pastor Brandon Bilbo, Lord, that you would heal him, even though the doctors, medical science, cannot determine in New Orleans what is wrong with him. I just pray in Jesus' name that your healing virtue and your healing power would flow through him. And people here that is agreeing with me on BPN Radio, we set ourselves in agreement, and we command this sickness and disease in the name of Jesus to leave Brandon Bilbo. We command the fever. We rebuke the fever in the name of Jesus. We know there's a lot of people that would mock these prayers and would make fun of these prayers, but Lord, we believe in the name of Jesus, because we've seen you heal so many, many times. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing, healing in the name of the Lord over Brandon Bilbo. And those of you that have a prayer language, would you just agree with me right now? In the name of Jesus, we speak healing over Brandon Bilbo. And we pray, oh God, that you would come, Holy Spirit, and minister in the services this weekend in New Orleans area and Gonzales in the Baton Rouge, Louisiana area. That you would anoint me your servant tomorrow night in Houma, Louisiana, and on Sunday morning in Gonzales, Louisiana, in Metairie, near New Orleans. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, today we're going to talk about speaking in tongues. I do believe it's a very important subject. I don't believe it's something that we need to sweep under the rug. I don't believe that it is something that was just for the apostles. But I believe it is so powerful for us today. And I believe that when Jesus said, I'm going to go away, but I will not leave you alone, I'm going to send a comforter, I'm going to send a help, a paraclete to help you. He said, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And so we know that the disciples, along with several hundred, entered the upper room, as recorded in the book of Acts. And if you want to know about the Holy Ghost, you can just read the book of Acts. But the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord, one place. Suddenly there came a sound as of a rushing mighty wind, filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire set upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. So we know that throughout the book of Acts, Peter stood up and said, this promise is unto you and to your children, those that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And so we know that on the day of Pentecost, they spoke in tongues. We know that the apostle Paul later said, I speak with tongues more than you all. And we know there's several instances where people spoke in tongues. And I believe that speaking in tongues is still for today. And, you know, I'm going to say, and I'll probably talk to Gerald Davis about this, But do we have to speak in tongues? And the answer is no. You don't have to speak in tongues. You don't have to speak in tongues to be a Christian. It is not dependent upon your salvation, speaking in tongues. I know there's some people that still believe that, but I've never believed that. I believe that we're saved through the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus. And I believe that if we confess with our mouths, believe in our heart that God hath raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. But I also believe there, I believe that when you receive Jesus, of course you receive God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But there is a baptism in the Holy Spirit where you're literally submerged in the Spirit. And it's just a wonderful experience. And I believe that as we are baptized in the Holy Spirit, then there is the opportunity to speak in tongues, that God at that point gives us a prayer language. And I just think it's very, very, very important. And I believe it's for today. And that's why I speak in tongues. Most of my prayer life is speaking in tongues. And you say, why is that? Because, you know, there's some things Paul wrote in the book of Romans. He said there are some things that we don't know how to pray for, what to pray for. But the Spirit makes intercession for us and gives us the opportunity to speak in tongues. And through my prayer language, I get a lot of revelation. I'll talk a little bit more about that in just a few moments. But but before I bring on Gerald Davis, who's written the book, Should I Speak in Tongues, which is a great book, and I think he gives you like 17, 18 reasons why a person needs to speak in tongues. And so before I get Gerald Davis on the phone, I'm going to have a man by the name of David Ingalls, who is from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm going to have him on the broadcast soon. But he's written this song, A Brand New Tongue. I'm going to play this, and then I'm going to get Gerald Davis on the phone. And if you've not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we're going to give you an opportunity to do that here on this Friday.
A brand new tongue. And someone said, well, why do we need a brand new tongue? In Isaiah, the 6th chapter, he's speaking and he says, woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips. So the angel took a coal off the altar and came and placed it on his lips. And immediately he had a conversation with God, and God began to talk back to him. Yes, our conversation is cleansed, and that's why we need a brand new tongue. In life, there are things that confront us, but I know who to go to in prayer. And when I know not what to pray for, the Spirit takes over from there. Praying in the Spirit in a brand new tongue, speaking to my Father in the Son and with the heart, believing that the answers come. Praying in the Holy Ghost, groaning in the Spirit is the sweetest way, for the Spirit knows my Father's will, and thus he prays. My soul and my body are left standing dumb when I'm praying in the Spirit in a brand new tongue. When the Spirit, he makes intercession, there's no cause at all for despair, for he knows the mind
and of my Father.
And he specializes in prayer.
Praying in the Spirit, in a brand new tongue, speaking to my Father in the Son, and with the heart believing that the answers come.
Praying in the Holy Ghost,
groaning in the Spirit is the sweetest way, for the Spirit knows my Father's will, and thus he prays. My soul and my body are left standing dumb
when I'm praying in the Spirit in a brand new tongue.
My soul and my body are left standing dumb
when I'm praying in the Spirit in a brand new tongue.
Hey, it's good to have on BPN Radio today, on this Friday, a longtime friend of mine, Dr. Gerald Davis. And Gerald and I have been friends since 1988 when we went to Haiti together. And today we're going to be talking concerning his book, Why Should I Speak in Tongues? And that's a very important subject. And I had a dream last night. In my dream, I was leading people to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When I woke up, I knew who my guest was supposed to be today, and that was Gerald Davis, my longtime friend. So Gerald has been preaching a long time. In fact, he started preaching when he was 17 years old, and he started pastoring his first church when he was 20 years old. And his spiritual heritage, of course, began in 1905 at the Azusa Street Outpouring in Los Angeles. His grandparents on his mother's side were baptized in the Holy Ghost there. Both Gerald's parents, R.L. and Clara, were Spirit-filled ordained ministers. And there have been 22 ordained preachers in Gerald's family. And Gerald was influenced by several men of great influence. His uncle, F.D. Davis, Raymond T. Ritchie, A.A. Allen, Damus Shakarian, Jack Coe, William Branham, Morris Sorello, T.L. Osborne, John Osteen, and other great generals for God. And several have stayed in Gerald's home during his adolescence. They were there. And Gerald married Thelma in 1954, has two sons, nine grandchildren, three great-grandchildren. And after 20 years of pastoring with the daily radio and television ministry, Gerald began his traveling ministry, which has turned him around, taken him around the world. And his ministry, anointing, and compassion reflect, of course, what God has called him to do. He's committed to taking the gospel to his generation, has written a number of books, and you can find out more about Gerald Davis by going to GeraldDavis.org. Gerald, good to have you on today on BPN.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you for your friendship over the years. We've made a lot of memories.
Well, that's a mutual feeling, Dale. I appreciate what you're doing.
And you've been a wonderful friend. One time we were in Haiti, and you came and sang a song for Gene and I below our window there in that hotel in Haiti. And so we'll never forget that. We've had some great memories. You've been a great friend. When Gene was challenged with cancer in 2004, you were very, very faithful, you and your wife Thelma, to stand with us in prayer, believing for our miracle. You never wavered. I know you've been a blessing to a lot of people. You've had so many years of ministry. How long have you been in ministry now?
Well, that's about 59 years.
59 years. And I've told the people, I've been telling the people on BPN, because we have so many new doctrines within the local church. And some of these people that have not been in ministry very long, not been down the road very long, and they're talking about what they believe now, and there's extremities that's going on, and a lot of people are just falling for that. But I'm saying I want to follow people. I want to follow particular men that have been down the road, have been in ministry for a long time, like you that's been in ministry for 59 years, my pastor Bob Nichols, who's pastored one church for 51 years, my friend Wayne Meyer, who's 92 years old, still preaching the gospel, and a lot of other of you men that B.B. Hankins, who was my spiritual father, has gone to be with the Lord. He pastored one church for 49 years. And it's men like yourself that I want to look to for some leadership. But so many men today are losing their way because they're hearing some type of philosophy or doctrine, or they're saying, well, in the original Greek, this is the way it is. And I'm thinking, do we all have to learn how to speak Greek and Hebrew in order to interpret the Bible? That's not the subject today, but I just want to say how thankful I am to have men that's been down the road, been faithful to their wives and have been married for so long and been preaching the gospel and have proven it. I'm thankful to have men like yourself. So thank you for being on today.
Well, I'm glad to be with you, Dale.
Well, we're gonna talk about why should I speak in tongues. I know there's a lot of subjects that we could talk about today, but I know that speaking in tongues has become quite a controversy, and I don't understand it. In fact, there are many churches, even some that I preach in, that do not want me speaking in tongues, referring to tongues during the service. And why has it become so controversial, even in Pentecostal or charismatic circles?
Well, I think, for one thing, there's so much change developing now in the natural realm, and all too often preachers are inclined to want to drift with whatever the tide is allowing and not be controversial, so many of these things get laid aside that are basic fundamentals to Christian successful living.
Well, I believe that. You know, when I started this 24-hour prayer broadcast last November, I had to make a decision, and I made the decision that there was going to be some broadcast that I would pray in tongues. And I know that offends some people, but I don't believe it offends the Holy Ghost. And I just thought, well, they can listen or not listen, because there's times that I'm going to speak in tongues because I believe it's very appropriate. And I do know there is a place for that in church services. But I can remember in church where we used to have tongues and interpretation, and we would sing in tongues, and we would break out in spiritual songs, and I believe that Paul talked about that. So I'm just going to go back and say, why should we speak in tongues? Why is it necessary for today?
Speaking in tongues has created more miracles in my personal life and ministry, and it would be, of course, no way would have time for me to share those miracles, but they're clearly was without question or debate or a direct answer to speaking in tongues. I had several of them happen to me in the period where I was actually in the process of speaking in tongues. Let me tell you about a time when I was in Utah. I'm sorry, not Utah, but Idaho.
Okay.
And it was a church that was, they believed in the gifts of the Spirit, but there wasn't much practice of it. And I had spoken for an entire week on the benefits of serving God and the faith life and its productivity. And I had shared things that they were not aware of and hadn't heard. Mm-hmm. And it brought some controversy. But the gifts of the Spirit began to operate. I was there a Sunday morning through the following Sunday night. And on Tuesday night, the gifts of the Spirit began to operate. People saw some healings as the Lord showed them, me their problem. Well, by the end of the week, on Friday, the pastor finally had called me and asked me if I could get out to lunch with him. He didn't know what to say to me, and he told me that many of the things I had shared were just not the things that his church functioned in, mm-hmm. or the way he was even trained mm-hmm. in Pentecostal circles. Mm-hmm. So I explained to him, you know, that I'd gone to the same schools, but many of the things I'd learned had been just come by revelation. So he wanted to go play racquetball, and we did. And it was cold up there compared to, you know, me living down here in the South Texas. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so when we walked out, he had loaned me a sweatsuit, and I was wet from playing racquetball. Mm-hmm. And when I got finished with the message on Friday night, my throat closed up. When I got to my room, it closed up completely, and fever set in and chills. Mm-hmm. And I was laying there in a cold room. I was staying in somebody's home, and I couldn't do anything about the temperature. Mm-hmm. So I was covered from head to toe. My teeth were chattering, and I had the flu. Mm-hmm. And I knew if I had to face the people tomorrow morning and do the following Sunday morning services and Sunday night, and what would I do after preaching these miracles all week long and them seeing the Spirit operate mm-hmm. if I came up sick? So I laid there, and I didn't have any medications with me. I didn't have a cell phone back then. I didn't have any way to call home. I was by myself laying there with nothing, no help, not even any Listerine, you know. And so I knew what I had to do. Mm-hmm. And I bore down speaking in tongues, mm-hmm. and I prayed in tongues until suddenly the chills just quit, and the fever disappeared immediately. I didn't even sweat it off. And so I swallowed, but I still had the sore throat. Mm-hmm. And I reasoned in my mind, well, I can, you know, get by with just a sore throat. I'll get some Listerine tomorrow, and I can keep all this, you know, under control. And I heard the Holy Spirit speak inside my spirit, said, if you leave that there, that devil will be all the way back in. And I knew it was true. Mm-hmm. So I went back to speaking in tongues, mm-hmm. and I'd swallow. Uh-huh. Back to speaking in tongues and not swallow. Uh-huh. Three times I did that, and then on the fourth time when I swallowed, the sore throat was gone.
Wow.
And it was all because of speaking in tongues. And I told the people the following Sunday what had happened, and of course it just gave us a glorious closeout mm-hmm. in the meeting. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people received a lot of wonderful benefits. Praying mm-hmm. in tongues is, to me, one of the most basic and fundamental yeah. of the beneficial gifts, because it opens up the operation of the other gifts so easily.
Yes. Yes.
You've experienced that. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. A lot of my prayer life since 1966, when I started getting up and giving God the first hour of my day, a lot of my prayer life has been just speaking in tongues. And, you know, old Robert said I would speak in tongues, and I know that Oral and Evelyn were your friends. And Oral said, when I speak in tongues, then I'm silent, then I get an interpretation. And he said, a lot of my revelation is that I pray in tongues, and then I get a revelation. So, you know, that's the way of me. I've served as a prophetic voice for a long time, and I'll pray in tongues over someone. In fact, sometimes I prophesy over people that may not even understand the gift, but I'll say to them, can I speak in this prayer language? And then I believe that I'll have a prophetic word for you. Of course, most of the time they'll say yes, even though they don't understand it. So I know it's very profitable, but the question keeps going. Why should I speak in tongues? And is there any scripture to support that? Is it for today? We know they did it on the day of Pentecost, but, you know, is it really for today? Is there scriptural background for that? And what is the necessity? Is it really necessary?
Well, a person can be saved, you know, without speaking in tongues. We know how we get saved, by grace through faith, and the Lord saves us, you know, by his shed blood to live a life of overcoming and of constant victory above the advances and the wiles and the treachery of the devil. You need supernatural help. And, of course, we can pray in our known language, and God hears us, and God helps us. But, you know, there's a time, Paul referred to it as, you don't know how to pray as you ought. You don't know how to word what your need is to God. You just know something inside. You've got problems. You've got heartaches. You've got troubles that are beyond your understanding. Where do I go? Nobody really knows. You know, what? I just don't have a friend that can understand. And so we pray at that time in tongues. If we do that, God, the Bible says God speaks, the Spirit speaks through us of things that are the will of God. And when we pray in tongues, one of the best things about it is you can't say the wrong thing. You can't ask amiss when you pray in tongues.
That's true.
And you give that, you put your faith in it.
Right.
And you know, people can imitate speaking in tongues. I've heard actors in movies sometime, you know, act like they're speaking in tongues.
Right.
Well, what makes the difference? It sounds like the same thing, but the difference is clear to me. They're not doing it in faith. They're doing it in mockery. And whatsoever is not of faith is a sin.
Yeah.
So when we pray in tongues, we add our faith to it. We believe that this is what God told us it was. Power to reach into the heavenlies and to pull down strongholds.
Yeah.
And there, to me, is the way you walk in victory now in this time without being a failure.
Okay. I'm hearing everything you're saying. And what if people say, I don't have to speak in tongues. What do you say to them? They say, well, I don't think it's necessary. I don't have to.
Well, you know, it's not necessary to eat either. You're going to die if you don't, you know. I mean, there are a lot of things we do that are not necessary.
Yeah.
And we suffer, the consequences for it. God gave us that gift for a reason, and it was definitely a gift of God, and it still is today. And the gifts and the calling of God, they don't change, whether without repentance.
Yeah.
And when we speak in tongues, we do it because we want to. We do it because we will to do that. We choose to believe that it's God-given, and that God will help us through that wonderful gift out of issues and situations.
Yeah.
I've had it happen for me. I've had miracles happen for me financially while I was speaking in tongues. Supernatural things.
Yeah.
And so I know I know you are a man that has practiced this, and you know what I'm talking
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely.
A lot of times other people, like you're talking about now, they don't know that this experience. They don't think it's necessary. And I think what they mean by that is, I don't think that is going to determine my destiny, my eternal destiny. And I agree. They can go to heaven without speaking in tongues. But we just lose a lot of the benefits we have now in this time if we don't exercise that gift.
I agree. You know, I don't have to speak in tongues, but I get to speak in tongues.
I get to do it.
And you and I have learned the value of this incredible experience, the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And I know that men that you have worked with over the years, some great men, are men that spoke in tongues, like John Osteen and Oral Roberts and Morris Sorello, Dima Shikarian, and others. I know are men that prayed in tongues, that spoke in tongues. And I'm sure it was a major benefit to them.
They have been the strong influence, of course, and the most influential of men in my life. Those are many of those you mentioned, and then some others also. But I found out in my early years, now I was actually pastoring a church and had been for 2 years, a Spirit-filled Pentecostal, actually was an Assembly of God church. And in my early youth, and I hadn't spoken in tongues for, you know, years. And I had been pastor for 2 years, and I realized that something was missing that I saw in these other ministries that I didn't have. Mm-hmm. And I finally, one day, I went out to the church, and it was beginning to bother me, because mm-hmm. I'd hear these men speaking in tongues and watching the miracles and the glorious life that God promised, you know, as it came mm-hmm. through their ministry.
Yeah.
And so I went out to the church, and I started praying. I said, Father, I know that I received this gift from you back when I was 8 years old. I was marvelously, gloriously baptized in the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
and I spoke in tongues for quite a while as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after that, I kind of let it go, and I didn't continue. So during my pastoring years, when I first started, and knowing that something was missing, I walked around in that church that day, and I said, God, I know you don't take back what you give me. You gave me that gift. And I understand, the more I think and study, that this is mine. Mm-hmm. It is my gift. It's to operate when I need it, yeah. when I want to do it.
Uh-huh.
It's mine.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to pray here until I sense your power and your presence close to me, and then I'm going to do something about that.
Yeah.
And I did, and Brother Dale, when I started, I just blurted out something I felt like might be, you know, something in tongues.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost just picked it up and carried it, and I went into orbit spiritually for a while. So ever since then, I've leaned on that and trusted in God's power that way to help me.
Yes, 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 yes. And so, wow, I'm thankful for influential men in our lives, and I know that you've been a tremendous influence in my life and so many people around the world, ministering in numerous times in Russia, Canada, Mexico, Nigeria, Kenya, India, Sri Lanka, Guatemala, Costa Rica, Haiti, Cayman Islands. You've ministered a lot of places across America and around the world, and I know that much of your revelation and openings and direction has come with praying in tongues and having that revelation. And I love to hear people speak in tongues. And so I just want to encourage people to get your book, Why Should I Speak in Tongues?
Actually, and it's titled, Should I Speak in Tongues?
Should I Speak in Tongues? Okay, uh-huh. I'll drop the why then. Should I Speak in Tongues? GeraldDavis.org. They can order it through your website?
Yes, they can. Or they can call 713-805-2289, and I'll send them a copy. It's $10. I list 17 things, benefits, I call them, to speaking in tongues in this book that I have both learned from the scriptures and also from my personal use of that gift over the many years that I've been in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
17 thing benefits
wow.
from speaking in tongues that I have learned.
Well, I've got that book, and it's an inspiration. And when I had the dream last night about leading people to speak in tongues, you know, I love to lead people to speak in tongues. And not long ago, I was out in front of a Mexican restaurant, and we met a couple of friends, and she did not speak in tongues. She didn't even know much about it. But I just explained to her, and within two or three minutes, she was speaking in tongues. And I just I love to lead people to through to the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the major benefits of that. And I know that people would really enjoy your book, and they can call that number, or they can go to GeraldDavis.org, Gerald, GeraldDavis.org. And, of course, you have a lot of other materials and books and things that they could order that would be a tremendous blessing to their lives. Well, why don't we just pray, and I'll agree with you about people that want to, that would like to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit today, and you might just help them along if they want to do it, and I'll just set myself in agreement with you.
Jesus said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them who ask him? The key to receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost and all nine gifts is faith.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that when I ask God for something, He hears me if I ask in faith.
Yeah.
And then I keep believing until I see it manifested. So I personally say that the initial physical expression of receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost is speaking in tongues. I don't particularly call it evidence, because the Scripture teaches us that faith is the evidence of things not seen, but a lot of people do refer to it that way, and it's all right. But I call it the initial manifestation, because I believe that when a person asks God for the Holy Ghost, He will give you that toolkit. I call it a toolkit. There are 9 basic gifts in that baptism in the Holy Ghost that God gives to us, and one of those is speaking in tongues. And it is fundamental, basically, to operating the other gifts in power and in fluency. So speaking in tongues is very important, and I will pray with you right now for your listeners.
Okay.
And believe God to help them. Father,
amen.
I pray now in Jesus' name, the name of the Lord who raised from the dead and has now gone to the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. That Jesus, that wonderful, glorious, supernatural Savior of the world, hears my prayer. Cause those that are hearing this broadcast today, Father, to reach up to you with a hunger in their heart.
Yeah.
Father, I need help. I need something supernatural beyond my power.
Yeah.
I need your help.
Yeah.
I ask you to give me this wonderful gift of the baptism in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Immerse me, Father, as the body goes into water and initial salvation baptism. Immerse us now in the Holy Ghost. Baptize us in your power. And cause those gifts, Father, that you have promised to begin to operate in our lives. And help us, Father, with that language that no devil can understand, that goes straight to the heaven, undiluted, and that you receive our prayers in that language. Give us faith in our hearts to believe that when we do this, it is a spiritual, supernatural force.
Yes.
Help your people to believe it, Father,
and
not just do it just as a show of some kind to express themselves to themselves, but to put faith in it and believe that something will happen supernaturally as a result of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Father, they will see it come to pass. So many times I have, and I know they will too. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, Gerald's been a delight. Dr. Gerald Davis, a lot of people call you Doc there, but it's been a delight to have you on BPN. And I'm just going to encourage...
You're a special friend.
Oh, thank you.
You're a special friend, Dale, and I've always appreciated you. I've always thanked God for your dedication and your boldness. That's one of the marks of your ministry that I've found, is your boldness to declare the truth regardless of what the devil thinks or anybody else.
Well, thank you very much, Gerald Davis. I appreciate that. And it's a delight to have you as my friend. I'm so thankful that over the years, you know, I believe it's important that we start, but I believe it's start strong, but I believe it's important that we finish strong. And I know that we have a better opportunity to finish strong when we have strong men around us, people, men of faith, men that have gone down the road and have proven this gospel and have a proven ministry. And so I'm thankful to have you as one of those men that have tremendously influenced my life. And congratulations to you and your wife, Thelma. Y'all are still going. And 15,
been married 61 years now.
61 years.
61 years. Blessed June the 1st.
61 years. How do you stay married 61 years?
Well, you marry a woman that's got lots of patience.
And I know that you love each other. And, the way it used to happen, we married because we were in love with someone, and we were willing to commit the rest of our lives to that person regardless. And so I know that that when two people work together and walk together, there is nothing that they cannot do. And of course, we've seen you and Thelma and your love for each other, and because of that, y'all been able to work together and have a proven ministry. Thank you for being on BPN Radio today, and I'll talk to you again real soon.
Love you, Dale.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's been good to have Dr. Gerald Davis on BPN Radio on this Friday, and a friend of mine since way back, 1988, and incredible man of God, writer, author, preacher, evangelist, and need to get that book, Should I Speak in Tongues? And that's a tremendous question. I love to speak in tongues, because I know the major benefits of me speaking in tongues, and it shouldn't be a controversy. You either want to speak in tongues or you don't want to, but I believe if you don't, you're missing out on only some executive privileges. And I'm going to pray for those of you that may be struggling with a prayer language. Maybe you don't have a prayer language, but I believe it's so very, very important. I do remember several years ago, of course, I've led, I don't know how many hundreds of people, my 49 years of ministry, a lot of people, to speaking in tongues. And, you know, I had a man one time that came to my home. He was a state senator. He was a senator in a certain state. He and his wife came to have lunch with Gene and I. And after the meal, I asked him if he was a Christian, if he knew Jesus. And he said, "Yeah, I know the Lord. I'm a Christian," even though his voting record was very liberal, probably the most liberal in his state. But he said, "Yeah, we know Jesus." He and his wife were there. I said, "Well, I want to pray for you." I said, "Have you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit?" And I asked so many people this question when I pray for him: "Have you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit?" And you know, Paul, he would ask that question, and many times in his ministry, the Apostle Paul. And there was one instance there in the Bible where they said, "We never even heard of that." But anyhow, they received the baptism, spoken tongues. And it's a prayer language that is given to us as a major benefit to assist us in our prayers, Dr. Gerald Davis was talking about. And so they said, I said, "Have you received the Holy Spirit?" And they said, "We haven't even heard about that." So I explained to them. I said, "You know, it's a gift from God. And all you have to do is ask him for it and just say, Father God, I want to be baptized. Oh, Lord Jesus, I want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit." And I said, "Then I'll lay hands on you." And, you know, Jesus said on that great day of the feast, this is the book of John. If you'll read this in the book of John. He said, on that great day of the feast, Jesus cried out and said, "Is anybody thirsty?" And so he answered his own question. He said, "If you're thirsty, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water." So what happens is you cannot receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit with your mind, because your mind does not have the capability of receiving that type. It's a supernatural gift. It's a supernatural thing, and you can do with your mind. You can mock. You can have jibber jash. Some talk TV programs. Some comedians think that they're funny when they try to speak in tongues or speak some type of language. But it means nothing. It's just from their mind. It's from a mocking spirit, and we as Christians can't pay any attention to that at all. But there is a true gift of the Spirit, speaking in tongues. Doesn't come from your mind, it comes from your belly. So I said to the senator, state senator and his wife, "I'm going to pray for you, then out of your belly, out of your innermost being, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water." So if you try to receive the baptism with your mind, it comes right down into, it just doesn't get to your mouth. So it comes out of your belly, comes all the way up, 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 and it comes to your mouth. And the Bible said that the tongue can no man contain. But you can receive the Holy Spirit, and by just asking for it. I'm going to pray for you again. Out of your belly it will come, and it will come up to your tongue, and you will speak the language. It may be only two or three words, but then you will speak, and suddenly your language will be enlarged, expanded. And so I'm going to pray for you right now. If you are ready, here's what I want you to say. Lord Jesus, would you baptize me in the precious Holy Spirit? I want to have a prayer language. I want to speak in tongues. And so get ready right now. Put your hand on your belly. And so I pray for you right now in the name of Jesus. I pray right now for every person who desires to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you would baptize them and give them a prayer language. And that's what I said to the state senator and his wife. Within a few seconds after they said that, they begin to speak in tongues. Now, nobody's going to take your tongue over and make you speak in tongues, but he will give you a language. The Bible said, and they spoke in tongues as the Spirit gave them the language or the utterance. So you have to speak it by faith. You're going to feel it coming up as I pray for you. Just going to feel it coming up right out of your belly, right to your mouth, and you're going to speak in tongues. Well, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask that you baptize every believer right now in the Holy Spirit. I pray right now that the Holy Spirit would come and baptize them, and out of their belly, it's going to come right up to their mouth. They're going to begin to speak in tongues. I just speak that release of that prayer language in Jesus' name. Keronde sikete, masata robe shiketere briite, manda rote sikibete, marasara broute, meresere briishekete, moribi isoto roboute. Just go ahead and receive it now. Go ahead. Go ahead and let that. Go ahead and let that prayer language just flow out of you. Yeah, you say, well, it's not me. Yes, it is you. It is the Holy Spirit that's giving you the language, and it's going to be your prayer language to pray with, and it's going to be a great benefit to you. So go ahead, in Jesus' name. Quebrando riquite shikite rondo labrandarabiki trebeshikerebekatai. I've led so many people through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. A well-known surgeon in the state of Florida, I gave him these same instructions. There was only three or four of us. I laid my hands on him, prayed for him. Suddenly that prayer language just began to flow out of him in Jesus' name. I prayed for a therapist, Jean and I, the other day. She had never spoken in tongues. I just laid hands on her, explained what I'm saying to you. She began to pray in tongues. Just amazing. Go ahead. Quebranda oribe ite. Me cerebri iketa roto sikoboto. Thank you very much for joining us here on BPN Radio. We'll be back tomorrow, the same time or any time, as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.